Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball, the annual Cy Young Draft. Who's gonna win it? We'll tell you who we think maybe might win it. Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's brought to you by SeatGeek, and we are going to be doing a staple, the Cy Young Draft. My name is Jimmy. Jake is here. Trev's here. BBD is here. Biebs, did you win this last year?
I did, with Garrett Cole and Logan Webb. Second place, third place finish in the NL, but Jake also selected a Cy Young winner. I was just going to pull up the full results.
Congrats to you, Jake. You got Snell.
Snell? Yeah.
Got late to know the full
pick
results.
It got laughed at.
Is that like your last pick?
Rest of my draft was asshole.
Jake got Snell with his fourth round pick.
Second to last.
I believe
it was his only pick that got votes, Hunter, but it was Green. Enough to be second place.
I think three of mine had season-ending injuries.
Nice.
You had
Springs out, Robbie Ray out, and Manoa season-ending bad.
You had Castillo, Verlander, Manoa.
Verlander out.
McClanahan and Springs, and both of them were.
Wow. Everybody died. Race. Everybody died.
Springs was really good.
It was awesome.
Tell me who my first pick was.
You took Spencer Strider, number one overall. You took DeGrom, Burns, so two guys with votes, Julio Urias, and Dylan Cease.
Julio Urias, dead.
Yeah.
Dead. All right. Well, who gets first pick? Biebs, because he won? Sure, is that the easiest way to do it?
I think we usually just do a number, don't we?
Wow. Soft.
You don't want to do it in order of last year? Okay.
Me and Eno Saris are in lockstep right now, so he's feeding me picks live during this show.
Can I just Google Eno Saris Cy Young picks?
And then stuff plus.
And then snake all your picks?
That's pretty much what I do every single Cy Young draft. Okay. You know I love Eno. Eno's my freaking guy.
Would Eno say you're his freaking guy?
Yeah, dude. Do you remember 2020 hanging with him?
Sure.
Those were the best of times. Before the world went awry. Eating ice cream. You guys had that like alcoholic ice cream on the berm somewhere. Where was that?
Oh, yeah. That was cool. I liked that.
You guys were like licking each other's popsicles. It was a different world.
With that, happy belated British Mother's Day to Kate Middleton. Hope she's doing well. And hopefully
I thought you were saying Aroldis Chapman.
Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
Honking horns. What are we doing?
What are you doing, baby? Having fun?
He know what he's doing.
Mom.
He's grabbing boobs of his mom.
Probably.
Not sexual thing, because he just sees her the same as a pillow.
I don't know what.
Where'd you say you're going with that first pick, Biebs? Shane Bieber. Nice. Keeping it in the family.
That the order we want to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the order? I mean, I need to know what the order is.
It would be BBD, Jake, unless Jake doesn't want the second pick. I mean, they get to choose.
Oh, we get to choose. Yeah.
And then
right.
me, Beef, then the Trev, pick? Did I come in last? I had to come in last.
You had 23. Yes. Yes. Because Trev had two guys get on the board that were more than your points.
All right. Well, BBD, do you want the first overall pick, or do you want the wraparound? Or do you
I'll take the first pick.
Wow. Biebs takes the first pick. Jake, do you want the two, the three, the four?
I'm going to take the second pick.
Straight up. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Trev, do you want the 4-5 or the 3-6? At that point, I think you'd want the 4-5, right? Or are we just going straight up?
Don't do this, right? I'm vulnerable. I got the warehouse flu. You're trying to...
I'm not trying to do anything.
I am taking the wraparound, but not because you said it, though.
No, because it's a smart pick.
Thank you. Everyone says I'm smart.
Okay, so Beeps, you have the first overall pick, a guarantee to win it.
Right.
And you are taking with that pick... Mm.
So for my notes, just double checking. I have 1, Jake 2, Jimmy, you have 3, and Plouffe 4.
I have the 3rd.
Awesome. I think I will cross off, because, you know, the one trick rule we have in here is that you have to take somebody who's never received a vote before.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that rule.
I forgot about that rule as well.
And I... There's a lot of really good, exciting options. Is there a way to see that somewhere?
There's a tab in our sheet. There's a tab in our sheet. I just saw. I believe,
I don't know Dalton and Noah's exact methodology in assembling that list. I told them, look through whatever, you know, DraftKings had odds-wise for guys and set aside the ones who have never received a vote before. But I don't know if that's what they did. I'll take Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
I wasn't stoked on this sheet.
Trev steps all over the first pick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm running hot right now. I'm sorry.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto. What? Like, he'll have the storyline pick. He's never received a vote before. It's flashy. Trev said, my drafts are too safe last time we drafted. So
Trev swimming in his head with
the I like pick. That pick, Beaver.
Are we doing 4 I each do. Or 5 each?
5. We get a pitching staff.
Amazing.
Oh, I get that.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto. What team's he on?
That would be the LA Mets? Dodgers.
Oh. Okay.
That's not nice, Jacob.
Hey, I wanted him on the Yanks really badly. Then it happened, so. Okay. Wow.
All right. I have the actual results here now.
What's that mean?
If you want to, Trev, you said you wanted to... keep track.
The draft board.
Yeah, I made a draft board.
Boom.
Okay.
I see that tab now.
Yamamoto's name is in green because he's never won one before.
Sure.
Or been had a vote before. So Beeps
has
that. I
was just about to change it to a darker green. Thank you for changing it.
I like the graphic. Good click. And you've left me last year's two Cy Young winners and Gerrit Cole. Might be out for the season. We'll find out in a couple hours. Blake Snell might be out for the season. Bad agent. I am going to pass on them. Let's see. Brandon Woodruff, good ERA last year. Oh. I should have gone the 4-5 pick. I don't know what I want here.
I think there's an obvious pick, dude.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, that one guy's going to get a lot of strikeouts. And that's going to get you points, pretty much. I'll do it. You know I'm an MLB The Show ratings guy, and I'll be streaming that at midnight tomorrow with Shelfie and Joe's. I'll take Spencer Strider. The strikeouts are going to be there. It's points. I don't think he's going to win the Cy Young, because, like, I think there are days he's going to get popped and that ERA isn't going to be there, but the strikeout numbers are just so crazy.
I think he's a very good bet to get votes.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, he also added a curveball.
Oh.
So, might help him get more innings.
More strikeouts.
Get more strikeouts.
It's a great pick, Jake.
Thank you. 281 strikeouts last year in 186 innings.
So far, spring training, as we record this, 14 innings pitched, 0 earned runs.
Just no need to give him up.
And 22 strikeouts.
He's a silly boy.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He's a silly boy.
Spencer Strider, what are you doing? Striking everyone out?
Striking everyone out?
Striking everyone out.
Striking everyone out.
Who's got that tree pick?
Is it me? Is it me?
It's you. Joe Ryan.
No, but I am going to go.
Bayo.
No, I am going to grab someone that hasn't gotten votes before.
Okay.
Because I do enjoy that. And I don't know how deep that pool is.
I found some names I liked in that pool.
But then yeah, Glasnow never got votes before. That kind of surprised me. There's a bunch of names I like, actually. But I liked this guy. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Mother of God.
Uh-oh.
He did get votes last year. Should I still take him? Should I still
suspense
take him?
Is building.
He had the guy. Now he's not sure if he has the guy.
I don't know.
Been there.
I guess I'm not going to go that route.
Okay. Out.
I'm just going to take Logan Webb. I think he'll get votes.
Innings.
Yeah, he's an innings eater.
Matt Chapman.
Matt Chapman's going to help him out a ton because he's a sinker baller, and now he's got a better third baseman. Also, he got votes the last 2 years, albeit last year he came in second. Year before that, he came in 11th. 216 innings last year, 192 the year before that. So I do think he's going to have innings. I do think he's going to be the best pitcher on his staff, which I think helps lead you to votes, especially if like you are like, you know, a hot girl surrounded by lesser cheerleader effect, hall pass, watch it. So Logan Webb. And I love watching him pitch. So it's someone that I root for. I'm not going to draft anyone I don't like watching them pitch like I did last year.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Two things on Logan Webb. I would have picked him. Maybe you didn't. And I think there's maybe some announcement coming up.
Oh, extension?
With Logan Webb. No, not an extension.
Hair extensions?
There's some stuff behind the scenes working with Logan Webb. Anyways.
What are you saying?
I don't want to say it on air. I'll text you guys.
Okay.
Nice, dude.
Hand replacement or something?
Just in case it falls through. I don't want to be like putting it out fucking on blast.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm a little iffy here because I just, before the show, was like, hey, like we got a couple guys in walk years. Yeah. And like, if you're in a walk year and you have like a good first like 5 months of the season, like do you shut it down and like just play that game where I'm healthy going into my free agency? But they're both on like playoff teams, like they're going to be pitching throughout September. So I'm going with two guys. Corbin Burnes in the orange, kind of like it. So I'll take Corbin Burnes with my number four pick. He is the second ranked pitcher on our guy Eno's Stuff Plus list. 121 Stuff Plus. So I'll take him with my four pick. I do like watching him pitch, and he is kind of, I like his attitude. Like he's kind of got a little dog in him. He calls people out. I like that about him. And for my fifth pick, I'm going to go with a guy who I love, who I think is going to win a Cy Young in his career, and it's going to be this year. I'll go with Max Fried. Two guys who are just like, I don't know, the best pitchers in baseball. I'll take them on my team.
Maybe that's like Boris's advice for them, like as they hit free agency, like Snell, hey, win a Cy Young. Or maybe because it doesn't work out for Snell and he's having such a trouble signing, Boris says, I'd rather you not, Max.
A lot of pressure.
I'm going to go. And the Max Fried pick is against Eno's rankings. He's actually 25th on the list. But I believe in the walk here. There's something about that where you're like, dude, I'm going to go all out and be the best I can be. So
healthy again. Both good those team. Guys. I like those picks.
Yeah.
Walk here, Trev. Nice.
Yeah. Like there's a little bit more focus in a walk year, I think.
Yeah, a couple less nights out.
Yeah.
Because that's Max Fried's biggest issue.
Max Fried, he's always out on the town. Everybody knows that. Just an animal.
He's finally focused this year.
Should I watch one more episode of Parks and Rec? I'll go to bed.
I have taken a fireball shot with him one time.
Okay.
Okay.
And he was like, whoa.
Oh, take that, Logan Webb news.
Oh, I'm going to text you guys.
Okay. Nice. Hell yeah.
Hell Jim, yeah. Who are you lining up?
I'm going to take my...
Merrill Kelly. Okay, nice
no,
pick.
No, I'm
Snakes.
Not. I'm not.
Oh, Merrill Kelly.
That was a lie. I'm going to take my never gotten votes before pick. And, nice. And I'm actually... I have a guest announcer for this pick that's going to come make it for me if you can come right in. Hi, my name's Charlie Olive, and I think Freddy Peralta is going to win the Cy Young. Check out my video, The Dark Horse, for the 2024 NL Cy Young.
Oh.
Thanks, Charlie. So I'm taking Freddy Peralta. He's high on all the nerds' lists. He's got that extended velocity, velo valuation. What is it called? I actually appreciate it and like
you
it.
You had it.
VAA. Wow. Vertical acceleration assholes.
Comment down below what it does stand for.
Go watch Jolly's nice. Video, The Dark Horse for the 2024 NL Cy Young. He has predicted 2 out of 3 Cy Young winners the last 3 years. He was wrong last year. He's trying to right the ship this year. He's calling for Freddy Peralta. So I'm
going
to
ride back to the NL.
I'm going to ride the Jolly train.
Mm. Number 15 ranked on Eno Saris's Stuff Plus list.
Good job, Eno.
Did Eno Saris invent that stat? Because I saw something the other day that Driveline invented that stat. Who did?
I think it's Eno's.
I think Eno's credited with it. Maybe he worked with them. I don't know. I don't know the backstory of that.
Okay.
But
comment down below after you subscribe.
And say the VAA stat.
Yeah, the velocity added assholes. It's a good pick. Brew Crew believes in Freddy. They know what they're doing up there. I was going to take Freddy.
Were you?
No. But good player. Good ball player. Now, the advantage still goes to the NL because there's no DH, so they get to face a pitcher. I am going to go with BBD's coming up. I got to play defense on him a little bit. You know what? I believe. So this team goes against the pretty girl theory on the staff because there's a group of pretty girls. But I think this pretty girl is
which
the pretty,
one are you going to take?
This pretty girl is the pretty girl of the pretty girls.
It's George Kirby.
Wow! Yeah.
Damn!
Yeah,
damn.
Jim, come on. You can't leave George Kirby out there. I mean, all the signs are there.
Obviously, though, the cheerleader effect is why I didn't take him, and I took Webb first.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But George Kirby went from 130 to 190 innings last year. Does not walk anyone because he does not need to walk anyone. So I wouldn't. You know, I'm going for the young horses this year and George Kirby. Mm. I mean, I'm a big Logan Gilbert guy who gets overshadowed in that. And Luis Castillo, I mean, he walks into the bar and heads turn. But I think George Kirby's the one. New York guy, Trev, you know, that's important to me and his free agency in four years.
I did not know that, but I was about to say he's got a little FU to him.
Oh, big time.
So that makes total sense.
Vertical approach angle.
Mm. Yeah, and I don't know. Not the biggest strikeouts guy. Maybe those tick up this year, but he's coming at you. He's going to pitch.
George Joseph Kirby.
And the final pick.
It's fun to watch pitch.
Final pick of the first round is brought to you by Roan. Talk, man. R-H-O-N-E. For BBD, this was one of our first big ones. This was kind of his, like, oh, I'm putting something on tonight. They also have their commuter collection, Comfy. That's what we're about over here. Pants, dress shirts, Q-zips, polos, and blazers. They have their signature four-way stretch fabric, breathable, flexible, and works everywhere from your commute to your work on the 19th hole. Hello, been there. The commuter collection can get you through any workday and straight into whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/baseball. Use promo code baseball. Simple. 20% off your entire order. 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/baseball and use code baseball. It's time to find your corner office comfort. Ugh. Click the link in the description. Get your clothes. Season's changing. You're starting to look in your closet. You don't like what you're seeing in there. Roan up.
I can delete my pre-notes board now.
George Kirby.
I just wrote down George Kirby.
What does Kevin Costner say?
I thought he hadn't gotten a vote before.
Yeah, I was doing a little prepping last night, and I thought he was going to be a no votes guy.
Kevin Costner, what does he say? Lots of
George
things.
Kirby, no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm.
Vontae Mack, no matter what. Is that his name? I like
one of the guys in that movie.
I haven't seen that movie.
Guys, after Max Fried wins the Cy Young this year, he'll have a career ERA in the twos. So
it's good.
It's nice.
The next Kershaw.
I'll round out the second round here.
Back to back.
I've got my eyes on a guy who has been a top five finisher the last 2 years. I think this could be the year it all comes together. The team is more uniquely in the spotlight now. One of the most notable omissions of last year. And his name is Zach Gallen.
Sure. Is he in a contract year or is he two?
I think he's got a little time. But I can double check.
Earliest free agent 2026, which means next year. Okay.
I like Zach Gallen. I like watching him pitch. I like his style. I kind of banged on his style at the Seattle All-Star game, but then I watched him more, and he does it.
It's his style, you know? It's a big
mistake. And Longo says he's a guy, so I listen to my guy.
Round it out, Biebs.
Yeah. Between two guys, and I think I know which one
that's
I want.
That's where I live.
I love being right there. I think I know which one I want. Another guy who I think was notably omitted last year. He has received votes many times before. He's had years where he very well could have won the award. He is on a good team. Throws a lot of innings. I want Zach Wheeler. Round for me.
We didn't pick it last year?
I don't believe last year we picked it because I think a lot of the comments were like, you didn't pick either Philly. We didn't. Sorry. But this year, sheesh. I'm taking both Zachs.
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
Is one's an H, one's a K?
Wheeler is the K. Gallen is just C-A-C.
Yeah.
C-A-C.
Man. Zake.
That hurts.
That's how it's really pronounced.
The Zachs and Yoshi, huh? Okay.
All NL so far for me.
Wow. Okay, I've got Strider and Kirby.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like it. Bah, 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 bah.
Jolly, get out of here.
Take a scooble.
I know, right? That would be I did think about going all AL Central just to kind of be shots fired at Trev, but I kind of got a detente with you. You're sick.
I thought about going all Mariners.
Teddy idolizes me. Yeah.
But then I realized you get points if they just get votes. Like if we were hunting out a winner,
right?
Or just most votes. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go. All four Mariners.
If you get the winner, you probably win.
Yeah, one of them's gonna get a lot of votes here. And then I remembered.
Strategic.
Probably want two vote receivers.
You haven't gotten your never been voted before guy yet.
Yeah, and my guy is on there. Trev talked about drinking Fireball with Max Fried. I was drinking tequila with Tyler. And you guys, I've had a crush on him before that. I was surprised that brother Jeff Passan came out and said when Glasnow has his healthy season, he's going to win the Cy Young. Cause I don't know. Passan doesn't have to say it that firmly. I don't know. We'll see him on the first day of the season. And one year it is going to come together, and he's a freak show when he's on. So I'll go with Big Tyler.
Been good this spring so far.
Yeah. The Mariners guys hadn't been good this spring so far, so I don't know if that sparks the Mariners just, yeah, fucking around article or whatever. But come on, Tyler. They need some innings from him this year. He's healthy.
They do. Am I up next?
Pretty.
You are.
Good looking guy.
All right.
Pretty.
All right. So to recap for everyone, the halfway point recap. I have Webb and Peralta. BBD's got Yamamoto and the two Zachs. J Jake's got the strikeout gang. Well, Kirby's not a strikeout guy, but he's so good, man. 98 on the edges. Doesn't strike people out.
I don't know what he's coming with this year.
Trev's got Burns and Max. Kind of a past guy. Trev's kind of choosing from the past. Usually people think of him as a future
guy.
Typically a future guy on the show.
No, not this time.
Yeah, these guys are washed up for sure, both those guys.
Where are all the olds? All these guys are young. Take Scherzer. He'll bounce back.
No. Not going to do that. I'm going to take Sonny Gray. He got he placed second last year. It was his first time publicly kind of taking the leadership role of the Twins. Like, he opened up in spring training last year, and he was like, five innings isn't good enough. We need to push ourselves to be better. His trajectory is on the right path, a 3.08 ERA in 2022, yes, and then a 2.79 last year. He stays in the Central, goes to the NL Central, so the competition is not like, it's not like all of a sudden he's in the whatever division
don't
you
want
to give credit to. NL East, I'll say. They got a lot of good hitters. And he's taking a leadership role on this team, the Cardinals. And to be a leader, you need to perform, you know? You can't lead from the IL or the shit list, Trev. That's what they always say. So Sonny's going to go out there and ball and be the leader and not get hurt and get some votes for Cy Young.
He was so interesting. I watched a lot of his games last year, obviously, with the Twins. He was so interesting to watch pitch because he would go, like, just be absolutely lights out for, like, 5-6 innings. And then he would just lose it every once in a while. He would just lose that outside corner and start kind of like walking guys, whatever. But I mean, he was incredible. Like, the swing and miss stuff, the ability to get out of jams, everything was there for him last year. So I like that pick. He's a smart guy, and he's like a dog.
Yeah,
like he thinks he's the best, which is kind of need that in your pitchers. All right, I'm gonna do. I'm going to do my never had a Cy Young vote guy.
Never have you ever?
Yeah. But I guess I'll wait to the next round to do him. I'm in between two guys right now. Dang it.
You have two picks.
I know, but I'm not doing two young guys. Thinking about Bobby Miller. Yeah, that's freaking psycho. All right. I'm going to go a safe pick here, a guy that I think is going to get votes. And then I'll give my never had a vote guy. I'm going to go with Kevin Gausman.
Nice.
Who just like seems like he continues to get better and better. The strikeouts are there. The innings are there. Aaron Judge is out for the season, so he doesn't have to face him. That's big. And he's ranked number 6 on Eno Saris's Stuff Plus. I told you guys I like to go off of this list. So Gausman, the trajectory is there for me. He's been in the league a long time. Like, how many years has this guy been in the league? Like 8?
A while.
10?
Didn't like that Judge line.
Yeah.
10.
I like Gausman a ton. As we said, interested in if the defense hurts him. Also, he's a little banged up in spring right now. I don't know if he's going to have a late start to the season or if it's going to be something that nags, but he hasn't thrown to live batters yet as we speak.
33 starts in 2021, 31 in 2022, and 2023, 31. He was Cy Young 6, Cy Young 9, and Cy Young 3. Sorry. So, okay. That's my safe pick. And then I'm in between two guys here. It's either Bobby Miller, because I like his demeanor on the mound. I think he might be, like, one of the guys to really step up for the Dodgers and, like, you know, eat those innings and be that guy. Or it's like the nerd's favorite pitcher in the big leagues right now, Cole Reagans. So it's a difficult decision for me. I like Bobby Miller's attitude. I like Cole Reagans' stuff. How many Cy Young guys can you have on one team? You guys already picked Yamamoto and
Mariners.
Glass now.
Mariners have a bunch.
I'll go Cole Reagans.
Like it, Trev.
Like that.
Yeah. He's got the stuff to get votes. And honestly, like I said, people are like all about this guy. All the people that I trust, the pitching nerds that I like, are all about Cole Reagan. So I'll take Cole Reagan.
Lefty DeGrom. Exciting. Scary.
I do think him being on that team with fewer like flashy guys around him, I think there's some stable rotation pieces, make him a better bet to get votes. So Trev played it safe. No, I like
I really want a Bobby Miller on my team.
Still might get
I
him.
I like this guy's still attitude. Could. True.
We'll let you stew for the next round and a half. Where are you going, Jimbo?
You know what? I'm kind of looking at teams that we haven't gotten yet that usually always have a vote getter.
Couple rowdy fan bases still.
Just guys you know, teams you know make good pitchers.
Glad Trev took Gausman.
Yeah. Someone was on all the nerds lists, Jollies, and Enos, and then fell off, but came into camp 15 pounds lighter.
Mm.
Team needs a hero. Velo's back up. Has to make good. I'm going Christian Javier. The Astros always have a vote-getter. You can go Framber. He's the favorite.
Sure.
But that's too safe for me.
I like
You've always been a Javier guy.
He's good. He wasn't good that last year. He had velo issues and release point issues, but early reports in spring, the velocity's back up.
Mm. Has he ever received slamming votes before?
I don't know.
He has not, so that's your guy.
I have two of them
or
now.
Could be your guy.
Doesn't need
can
it.
Can take two of those.
Yeah. I might take a third, Yuri Perez.
Sheesh.
Come on down.
Nah. In 2022, didn't know this, a .948 whip for Christian Javier?
Yeah, he was really good. That's why he was on a lot of people's radar to, if he improves again, you're looking at a potential Cy Young.
How did he not get Cy Young votes that year? He started 25 games and had a .254. He threw 148 innings with a .9 whip, 11.7 Ks per nine. What happened?
I mean,
outshined.
Verlander had a 1.75 ERA and Framber had a 2.82.
All right. How many like Cy Young votes are there? Like, is there like a Cy Young 18 or something? Like, what does it go to?
Dude, it's
each ballot is only five deep, I believe.
I feel like
so it's fewer than like MVP.
Yeah, I feel like I'll see like 11. As
right?
Cy Young 11 as kind of the you got one vote guy.
In 2023, the American League, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Chris Martin for the Red Sox got
then?
One vote. Felix Bautista got three votes. Kind of silly.
AL 2022 was 9, but NL was 12 that year. So
okay, so it differs.
Something in the 9 to 13 range. Each league.
I'm building a rotation.
Bailey Ober.
And this guy is a nightmare. No. I was actually thinking about making that joke anyway, so I'm glad you got out in front of it.
Like
might, Trev?
You might.
All the talent in the world. He's got a teammate who I'd like to see go in this draft. Like Jim said, I got, you know, two strikeout guys. Strider, Glasnow, that's what they're out there to do. Kirby's just going to pump in the zone and get you out. And I'm going to go with another guy. I'm going to go with another team. And I'm going to bring in my first lefty, a guy that was neck and neck for the Cy all year and then faded a little bit. He just dice some dudes up at spring training yesterday because that matters. But this team clearly believes in this guy, and if they want to do what they want to do, he's got to do it. Give me Justin Steele of your Chicago Cubs.
Okay. If this team wants to do what they want to do, he's got to do it.
You know?
That's a great line right there. Okay, I like that pick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you needed a lefty on your team. You didn't have one yet.
Yeah, you know. He's getting outs. He's not aiming for the strikeout, lefty to mix up the other team.
You know what I think about when I think about Justin Steele, and this is weird, okay, but you're going to like this. This is like definitely you and I will love this. Guy Fieri. And I don't really know why.
I do like that. I always just see when he pitches all the Cubs people at Loosedale, Mississippi, or wherever he's from. Is that like a super small town or something? They get really jazzed up about that.
Loosedale. Jake and I want to be friends. What's Guy Fieri's son's name? Hunter?
Hunter Fieri.
Hunter Fieri.
Like, that's our goal in life, is to be friends with Hunter
I'm
Fieri.
On his Instagram a lot.
He's awesome.
Guy.
Maybe. Well, he was the most eligible bachelor in the world, but I think he's engaged now.
Out of the game. Out of the game. Let's see. Yeah, loose.
Bieber's with two?
I've got two picks here. And I'm between three Yamamoto. Guys.
Mm.
Which is a hard place to exist.
Still two for three.
I've got three guys I'm considering for two spots. I do feel like there's a, you know, family feud, which two guys would be the most commonly selected with these two picks. But I think I want to use my offbeat pick. But first, I'm going to take a safe one. I'm taking the other one of the other Mariners. I want Luis Castillo. This can be the year. He finally puts it all together. Got votes last year. He was the sneaky. He's never gotten a vote before, guy. They corrected that. So I want him.
Pitching Cincinnati to Seattle. He's with all that crew. Nice hair. BBD, the final round of the draft is brought to you by Bloomberg's The Deal.
Woo!
Speaking of Cy Young votes, have you heard of Alex Rodriguez? Look at us. Same. Couple thick third basemen.
I really used to love A-Rod. I wore white batting gloves with my gray away jerseys because A-Rod did that.
And now he is co-hosting The Deal with Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly, and they're speaking to big-time athletes and entertainers and executives like Maria Sharapova, Michael Strahan, Derek Jeter, and more. Could be you, Trev. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into the world of sports, media, and entertainment, and dives into the wins, losses, and lessons learned along the way. You're looking for more pods. If you're here, you're consuming content. So from Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We got a link in the description. Go see what Rod is talking about. Poppy. Bring us home, Biebs.
Yeah, I am choosing between two lefties for this final pick. Yum. Don't have one left. Don't have a lefty yet. I think I've decided which one I want. It's the less safe of the two options, because I'm a risk taker. And he's another guy who hasn't received a vote yet before. He's been sneaky nothing but good when he's played. I want Tarek Skubal. I think if this is the year, he pitches a full season in that rotation, not, you know, cheerleader effect a little bit. If they make any noise, the storyline votes in his favor. I think if Tarek Skubal pitches, he will be receiving votes this year.
He's out there. He's nasty.
The only problem is you got to play against my twins, which is going to bang him around a little bit.
It's fine. He gets to face the White Sox.
Royce Lewis. Yeah, he does get to face the White Sox. By the way,
Eloy crushes lefties.
Only Tariq ever in the history of Major League Baseball.
It's a good name.
Tarek.
It's a good name.
Tariq? Tarek. Tarek like Derek. Tarek like Derek. I like Tariq better.
I'm a big Tariq El Moussa guy.
What is that name?
Oh, he's a HGTV guy.
Yeah. Big house flipper guy.
My friend is married to his ex-wife.
Okay.
Yeah. Like they now he's the guy helping her out.
Right, because they had a show, and then now he married the girl from what's that new Hollywood show? It's a good watch. Anyways. My last pick, you know I've got to be, I'm not going safe. I think I'm going to go... Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy was on it. I'm going to go Yuri Perez.
Ha!
I like...
Wow!
It. Yeah.
I'm Jolly Olive.
I like him young. Yuri, is he 21? He's 20, still 20.
20, 20, 20.
He had his 19 starts last year, 91.1 innings in the show. Remember, they were still sending him down and stuff. Why not go nuts, kid? They always pitch down there. And, yeah, get the Sandy part two rolling with a 6'8", 220 Yuri Perez.
6'8", 220 Yuri Perez.
That's scary. I don't like that at all.
I know.
6'8", 220.
Trev likes seeing out there 6'1", Des Moines, Iowa.
White. Yes. Average white righty is what I like to see out there, baby.
I don't know if Yuri's righty.
Not too tall, not too short.
Yuri's right.
How mighty?
Short guys, lefty.
Short guys have got you on the mound before too, huh?
I don't even know how many short guys I faced. I mean, I don't know. Like, who's a short guy I faced?
Sonny Gray, Stroman.
Sonny Gray. I got hits off. I had a grand slam off Sonny. Whoops.
Oh.
That's true.
He doesn't remember.
He does. He, like, when we, last year, he, like, literally, like, brought up the entire bat. Was like, I threw this pitch. So he's one of those guys. So who took him? James?
Photographic memory type guy.
Yeah, he's like, he can recall all of his pitches, you know, most at bats, which is awesome.
So I'm up.
Who you been eyeing?
Tommy John rumors be damned.
Yep. Kyle Bradish.
I am taking ace of your New York Yankees.
Wow.
Dylan Cease.
Rope.
I was wondering if anybody was going to go there.
A dope.
This guy, talk about cheerleader effect. Ugliest crew in the whole world. He's dying to get away. And when he does.
4.58 last year.
And when he, yeah, but that's because he was on the White Sox.
That's true.
Where everyone was miserable. He's got Cy Young stuff. He came second in Cy Young in 2022. He makes his starts. 32 starts, 33 the last 3 years. And after Blake Snell showed the way, walks don't matter anymore. You can still win the Cy. All he's got to do is just eliminate the runs. Go get himself a Blake Snell Cy Young.
Go to a team with good defense.
You guys know where I'm going with this last pick. If you don't know, you don't know me.
If you don't know, you don't know
me. You don't know me. This is like, you guys know like what an industry plant is? Like, you heard that term before?
You know what, like, sunshine.
Yeah. I need some sunshine in my life right now. I feel horrible.
Fresh air.
You guys ever heard of coffee? Yeah.
I feel like this guy has like just kind of been planted and now like everybody's on him and you know it's he's got the stuff to do it. He's smart, like he takes his job very, very seriously. He's very diligent with his work. He also plays the Minnesota Twins. I'm going with Pablo Lopez to end the draft. Cy Young 7 last year, 32 starts. The 2022, 32 starts. 2023, 32 starts. And I just feel like there is momentum for this guy to win a Cy Young. Like, people, like, want him to win a Cy Young. Every article that's written is like, Pablo's in it. And I kind of feel like he's an industry plant a little bit. I have the utmost respect for him. 194 innings pitched last year. I'm going to get to see him throw a lot this year. So, yeah. I had to get a twin.
I thought you were taking Joe Ryan.
That was interesting. Draft.
I think Pablo's a little more consistent.
Bailey Ober.
I like those guys. I think they're going to have a good pitching staff. I think Ryan's a little susceptible to some homers sometimes. Pablo's a good guy. He ain't going out in the town either. Him and Max Fried are watching shows together.
To round it out, we got BBD. He has Yamamoto, Zach Gallen, Zach Wheeler, Luis Castillo, and Tarek Skubal. I think BBD comes in second place in the fans' vote.
Oh.
No idea in the actual result. Jake has Spencer Strider, George Kirby, Tyler Glasnow, Justin Steele, and Yuri Perez. I think Jake is the fans' number one team on paper. Because wow. Strider's got Atlanta, Kirby's got Seattle, too gung-ho. Then you got Glasnow in L.A., Cubs. He kind of like, he got all the markets.
And he
markets.
Got the sexy kid.
Everyone and they're all those, sexy picks.
Everyone wants those Marlins.
They're all sexy picks. I got Logan Webb, Freddie Peralta, Sonny Gray, Christian Javier, Dylan Cease. I'm racking up non-winning points, in my opinion. But I think I have the third from the people. And then Trev's got Burns, Fried, Gossman, Cole Reagans, and Pablo Lopez.
And you think everyone hates it?
Yeah, no, why does everyone hate my
I think draft? Yours is top-heavy. And Gossman's got the looming injuries, might miss a little bit of time, maybe. I think you could be good. I'm not saying anything about the actual results. I am trying to guess what our audience
guess what the comments will think. Say.
And I never really agree with them. So this isn't anything to get mad at me about.
Reagans and Lopez are like the amount, they're the industry plants. People are going to like those picks, Jake.
I hope Reagans does what he did the second half for the full season. A little tough task, but I mean, Steele did it. He had that in 2022 and then the full season last year. So I really hope he does that.
Notable omissions. Who do we got? We got
Framber. Kyle Bradish, Framber.
Your favorite team's top two starters.
Yeah. Kodai Senga. If he gets better off of last year.
If somehow Cole's fine, that's a big miss. Is
Senga missing time?
Yes.
Joe Musgrove.
Musgrove. Shane Bieber.
Shane Bieber. I mean, he's been trending down.
Oh, okay.
I hope he's great.
Baby Jesus.
But, like, his expected stats and stats are all.
Who else? Who was another big one that slide. We missed?
I'm sure there's a Grayson Rodriguez hive that'll be loud.
Yeah.
I think it's his year.
Not yet. Ryu went over
Framber.
Framber's definitely the most obvious miss, I guess. Nola.
Logan Gilbert gets left out of the dance of the Mariners.
And he's never had votes before. Yeah. But once you took Kirby, I was staying away from the Mariners. Because it's Kirby or bust for me. He's cool.
Carlos Rodon, bounce back year.
Home opener?
Mitch Keller?
I mean, away opener?
Yeah, he's lined
I was
up for
thinking about Mitch
right
Keller.
Mitch Keller's an interesting. He's got the innings. If he gets a little better,
yeah, I was thinking about him.
He just got paid.
Yeah,
he's relaxed.
Well, let me make sure I like watching my team pitch.
Gavin Williams. A lot of Guardians fans are on him.
Damn. I don't know if I do. I don't know if I stay true to that.
Wade Miley. Never got a vote.
Love Dylan Cease. I don't know if I enjoy watching him pitch.
I don't think you do.
A lot of walks, a lot of wild pitches. Yeah. I think, but I picked him so I can make the Cy Young rope-a-dope.
E-Rod.
Don't like watching him pitch. Yeah. More like Dull Rod.
Merrill Kelly. Nobody picked him.
That's a joke.
Hunter Green.
Chris Sale pitches all year. He's probably a vote getter.
I thought about Chris Sale. I thought about getting ugly. Velo's back up.
You know who you want to get 5 points? Josh Hader.
Ooh.
He's going to get 5 points.
He'll get a fifth placer.
Edwin's back.
Edwin's back and had a great outing.
He'll probably get votes this year.
Probably.
Be cool.
Well, let us know what you guys think and all your thoughts and who your favorite team is and who we missed.
Yeah.
But we are the experts and you guys know so much less than us. So
much less.
Kind of a bye.
Can't wait for this graphic to come out and people
draft
just shit on my team.
Change your odds. We've just set them. Jake sucks.
Or maybe we said these guys. to move the odds.
Obviously. I want to send... Let's do this. Let's send our list to Eno right now, and let's see who he says is the best team.
I want Snell.
Get the Eno vote.
Nobody picks Snell. That's a good one.
Just not on a team.
Just feels like he might start
to hear. He's going to be on a team.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.